How was I able to be grateful and enjoy being sick? It's crazy to me after hating being sick all of my life, and even after just having experienced it, it still seems a bit strange to explain it here to you that I actually enjoyed and was grateful during a time of being sick. Most of my life, I hated being sick. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. I felt deprived, as if life had shortened me somehow. I felt scared, as if this was going to be it and I'd never get healthy again. I felt that it was wrong I was sick because I was supposed to be healthy. Now, of course, that's a point of view from someone who what has been mostly healthy my life. Well, I've had a lot of days sick, though. I've made myself sick hundreds of days in my life. And so it was amazing to me to see that I could have gratitude and enjoy life during a time that, if you looked at it beforehand, or if I'd looked at it any other time in my life, I would have thought it was challenging. So here's what happened. On Thursday last week, I started getting sick. I had a sore throat. I felt a lot of fatigue, and sometimes I'd have mucus and a headache. Not that bad, right? There's lots of things that could be worse. But bad enough I couldn't exercise, bad enough that I mostly stayed around the house to try and get better. Even just standing up for a while was exhausting, and I normally go to the gym or exercise around 30 minutes every day, so normally I have practically unlimited energy. Quite a difference from normal. Not only that, but my wife and I had a vacation coming up Friday out of town for our baby moon, our last trip together out of town before our baby comes. So I first on Thursday was worried that I wouldn't be able to go on the trip, and soon enough by Friday, it was clear I was too sick to go on the trip, and my wife still wanted to go. So it seemed like the right thing to do for her to go and invite a friend and me to stay home and take care of myself. And you would think, wow, that must be a great place to just be mopey, frustrated, and annoyed, and that's how I would have been any other time in my life. But what I've been doing, I've been working on myself every day. I've been taking care of myself every day. I've been asking, praying for help every single day. I've been trying to be at peace and to be in the moment. And so what I surprisingly discovered, along with a few aches and pains and fatigue, there were actually some really good things about being sick. For example, normally, like on a day like today, I hopped right out of bed. I'm loaded with energy. At no point today am I likely to get back in bed and lay down and listen to a book for a few hours. I will be loaded and have too much energy to go and do that. Most of the day today, I probably will just be constantly doing one thing from another. I'll take a few quiet breaks to eat, but I won't just lay around. And being sick, it was actually really nice to just lay around. I laid in bed and listened to a book for several hours. I slept in. I played a whole bunch of video games. I didn't do any of the videos because I didn't figure you would want to see me here, all snotty and stuffed up and not sounding right. That and these videos take a full amount of energy. I didn't even have enough energy to stand up and talk to you here the way I do in my videos normally. And so it was actually a really nice break from what I normally do also. So I was able to have that because I had continued, if you look at my life and peace and serenity as kind of savings in the bank, I try and make little deposits all the time into there. I try and take care of myself now all the time by making little deposits into taking care of myself, into loving myself, into having peace and serenity, into being a good person. I try and make little deposits all the time. So then, in a time of sickness like that, I can make little withdrawals when I need to, and even keep making deposits at the same time. So, oh, I need a little bit more inspiration today. I've got that. It's like preventative medicine. It's a lot better to go to the doctor and get checked up when nothing's wrong, than to wait until something's wrong, and so wrong you can't deny it anymore. And then you finally go to the doctor, and they say, well, if we would have found this a year or two ago, we could have done something about it. So that's how I was able to enjoy actually being sick, is because I stayed in the moment and I practiced what works for me every day. I did what works to be happy and peaceful every day. And I enjoyed each moment. So, for example, I'm sick is a story. It's not necessarily a reality in the moment. And that helps to break up the lingering oppression of a story called I'm sick. A story called I'm sick stinks. It's wrong. You can feel all of these negative things about it. But simply feeling a little sore throat and a little fatigue in the moment, that's not so bad. There's lots of times in my life I've felt fatigue or I've felt a little sore throat. It's not that bad. The story is suffocating, and all these negative stories we tell are suffocating. And so I try and break the cycle of telling myself negative stories by focusing on how I'm actually feeling at the moment. One of the ways I've been able to do this that's been great has been with tension headaches. Lots of my life I've gotten tension headaches where you get all stressed and your body gets tight and the tension slowly creeps up your neck until you've got a full-blown headache. That's happened a lot of my life. Well, what would usually happen, as soon as I'd feel kind of just enough of it back in my neck, I'd start telling myself this, I have a headache story. I have a headache story. And so soon enough, I would have a headache. And then I would try and do all these things. Let me change how I feel. Let me take some Advil or whatever else I thought seemed like a good idea to change how I felt. The problem with that is it ignored all the times when I just felt that for a second, or I just felt it for a minute and then it went away. Because what I've noticed now, if I feel that, what I try and do is keep looking for it and notice when it's not there. Because usually something like that will come and go. I'll feel a little bit of it, and then the next moment I won't feel it. And then another moment I will feel it, but it rarely turns into a full-blown tension headache without me getting into that headache story, without me resisting it, without me getting mad about it, without me deciding that that's what's happening. If I just look at what's happening now, it rarely turns into a headache. It just will be some tension in my neck. And then another moment, there won't be any tension in my neck. And another moment, there will. And another moment, there won't. I have listened to people share their aches and pains with me, honestly. And what I've noticed, usually about 10 to 20% of what people share with you is something that's happening now. It's happening to them right at the moment. My foot hurts right now. My back hurts right now. What usually happens, they'll describe a couple of things happening now. And then I'll jump into this past pain. Yesterday, it really hurt bad. Well, 2 years ago, it really did this. No. What's happening right now, right this second? I don't care what happened 2 years ago, because if you care about what happened 2 years ago, you will bring that pain into now. And so when I just focused this weekend on what actually was happening, it didn't seem so bad. All the other times I'd been sick, I brought all the past pain of being sick into being sick. I brought all that past resistance, all the other times I'd been sick, into being sick. This time, I'd simply brought the actual moments. I simply looked at how I felt, and that made a miracle for me. That made something really cool happen. I could notice that in the moment in itself, no moment of being sick was that bad. Without the oppressive story, without remembering all the times I've been sick in the last 31 years of my life, it wasn't that bad. And it was so not bad, I actually enjoyed it. I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. It's like I'd never been sick before. So I'm here to share this with you, what feels like a miracle with me, because that seems the right thing to do. And if I, a person who's hated being sick at any time in my life, if I can find a way to enjoy being sick just as much as I enjoy being healthy, if I can do that, then what miracles can you experience in your life? Today, I pray that I'm thankful for the health I feel today. Today, I pray that I remember that all I have to do is focus on the moment. Whatever's going on in the moment is what's most important. And today, I pray to stay away from stories. Stories that make things seem negative. And focus on what I can do right now in this moment to take care of myself. I appreciate the chance to share this with you. I appreciate you listening to my dogs in the background. And I hope you have a wonderful day today.